I had trouble thinking of that kind of tits.
Wait, what do you mean? What makes them, like, why are they different?
Her tits are gross and anime tits are normally not. Some are, but normally 99% of the time they're not.
How were hers gross?
Because they're old and saggy.
Oh.
They just struck me as being very mechanical. Like, this woman might have, like, had a surgery to have them removed. Maybe she had breast cancer or something. And instead, there is just some kind of a contraption underneath
there. Some,
like,
bags of sand.
Kind of, not, like, bags of sand, but you attach onto one of those massage chair kind of mechanisms.
Yeah.
Where it's the solid thing poking out from a substrate, but it's not quite right.
Substrate. First, you get a layer of the titty substrate.
Shut up.
Caleb, what are you breaking?
Brian, why did you put the candle cap on the table?
It's probably best that we don't begin this.
I'm sorry.
Friendly movie.
We are not podcast. A family friendly podcast. This
with
is
the discussion.
A,
I mean, this is a podcast explicit.
This is a warning to all new listeners who are listening with your 5-year old children.
Go fuck yourself.
Don't do that.
We are not family friendly. Speaking of which, hi, I'm Josh. I'm an analyst here in Nashville, and I'm on the cutting edge of coming.
I'm Rick Fox. I'm an author here in Nashville, and I will have victory over this podcast.
I'm Brian. I'm an illustrator here in Nashville, and do I look like I need your power?
I'm Caleb. I'm an analyst here in Nashville, and I can smell the electricity in your brain.
And we're opinionated.
And tonight we went and saw Sonic 2. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 came out in 2022. It currently has a 66 on Rotten Tomatoes.
What?
It was written by Pat Casey, Josh Miller, and John Whittington, and directed by Jeff Fowler. And it stars Ben Schwartz, Idris Elba, Colleen O'Shaughnessy, Jim Carrey, James Marsden, Tika Sumpter, and many others. Shamar Moore's in this. There's a lot of folks.
I want to talk to every single person that reviewed this, and if their issues when they gave it negative reviews were not a specific 20 minutes that we'll get into, I will punch them in the nuts. Anyway, when the manic Dr. Robotnik returns to Earth with a new ally, Knuckles the Echidna, Sonic and his new friend Tails are all that stand in their way. You really need to get your grammar under control, IMDb. It's not... Sonic and his new friends is all that stands in their way. It's all.
Listen to the grammar. Well,
before we go any further, is it Echidna or Echidna? Echidna?
Echidna.
It's Echidna.
Okay.
It's Echidna. Is this a, are we doing first impressions?
Yes, we should do a first impression.
Okay. We did a sneeze of first impression for Morbius.
That's
because
no one's going to give a shit about Morbius. Sonic's actually a good movie. So
what
we
the fuck did Morbius get as a rating?
16?
Okay, I'm fine then.
Yeah. Those who don't know what our first impressions episodes are, the first portion of this podcast that we're going to be talking about, our general thoughts and feelings going into the movie, kind of how we reacted to it, but we're not getting to any specific plot spoilers until the later half, and there'll be a little break in the middle just to break it up so you know when we're about to start spoiling stuff.
Exactly.
So if you've ignored our warning for some reason and are still listening
with your 5-year
old, with your 5-year old child who's like,
desperate to not be spoiled,
what is the precipice of coming mean, mommy?
Edging, son.
if you're still here,
one day all this will be yours.
Don't worry, we won't spoil
all
it
all the
you.
Cum.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I mean, that's where it all started.
Son, this is your inheritance.
I mean,
your mother and I have been working to save this for years.
Son, you are cum.
That is not nearly enough cum. Of what you're presenting to me in that little chest before you.
What are you talking about?
There's no way I've not cum like a lot more than what you're holding.
A lot of it dries
out. What are you talking about? This is post-dehydration. This is pure powdered cum.
Okay, concentrate. Concentrate.
Exactly. Just add water.
Oh, no.
And a little bit of gelatin.
Anyway.
So I knew that it was going to be a good series of back-to-back episodes when I was looking forward to Sonic the Hedgehog 2 more than I was looking forward to Morbius.
I think everyone was looking forward more to Sonic the Hedgehog 2 than Morbius.
There is a dedicated group of Morbius stans that just will not let everyone shit on it. Like
I mean, you got.
To.
There's always got to be.
Well,
that.
Who's got a bigger fan club, the Morbius or
fucking
Sonic?
Sonic. You can only fuck. You can only fuck a Morbius so many times. There is a universe created for Sonic fucking.
Well, and to be clear, like 50% of that is all the games where it's like it's just fucking up Sonic, because like it's a beloved property, but not one that is like noted for its high quality.
they've gotten a little bit back on the horse in the last handful of years, but
yeah.
True.
Traditionally, and they like to shit the bed.
They do, which brings me to the first Sonic the Hedgehog movie that we watched, which everyone thought they were going to hate because of the initial like animation stuff they released, and then they fixed it.
That had to be on purpose. I cannot.
You think they were sandbagging?
Yeah, I think they were like, "This, hey, check out how shitty this is, wink, wink. We fixed it for you. We listened to the fans."
I mean,
we'll have to
if
push
it
back
was,
our delay by 2 months.
The only thing that makes me think that that can't be correct is that it's too smart to actually be what a movie director like intended.
But they've done pretty fine.
Sega's playing 4D chess.
Good on them. They did a good move, and they made a good movie because Sonic, I recently rewatched the original Sonic, and it is still really... For what it is, really good. Yeah. Like it's still definitely a kid's movie, but as a kid's movie, it's still a lot of fun. Sonic's a lot of fun, and the only problem is that there's too many humans.
I'm curious to get your thoughts on it in a second, because I have not seen that first Sonic the Hedgehog movie in quite a bit.
What are we talking about?
I watched it for the Hedgehog.
I thought we saw that.
There's not like some other one that I'm.
No. We're talking
wait,
about.
Wasn't
there
in the backlog a different, a very, very old Sonic
movie
that
happened?
We watched the anime.
We watched that one too.
It was great.
No, it was.
It was
not.
It was fantastic.
I'm talking about the one that is a direct prequel to this movie we watched tonight.
Which is
been,
also great.
I have not seen it again since we watched it in theaters for the podcast, but I don't. And I remember it being a kid's movie, but watching Sonic the Hedgehog 2 tonight felt like there were more of those scenes that are like explicitly like this is for children kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm curious if I haven't remembered it that much.
It's that you haven't remembered it that much, because there's a lot of that that is very much like this is for kids. Like they are never. They're not okay. So Sonic, you can kind of look at as like there's a lot of times where they portray him as sort of a little more older and like older teenager character, 14 as opposed to 7.
There's
like,
times where
you
he's
can
14,
tell from how long his limbs are.
Yeah, basically. Well, I mean, you're not wrong.
In the comic, they say he's 14, but fucking at least a year's passed since
in
movie. So now he's at least human 15 or three human
years.
Wait,
in this movie, he's supposed to be 14?
That is just. Canonically, what he's supposed to be, and he seems like he's.
I feel like he's way younger in these movies.
He's like 10 in these
movies. I think he's a
solid
12.
He's like Ash Ketchum, and he's just permanently stuck at the age you're introduced to him.
I guess
he's a preteen. That's the important
thing. Yeah, he has preteen.
He's not dating Amy yet.
right.
I mean, he never dates Amy. Amy just wants that dude.
Give me your quills, son.
Before that, how old do you think Knuckles is supposed to be?
16. 18?
30, 27. 32. Close. He's in his 20s. I think he was like 23, 24.
So this is kind of the creepy guy. This is the creepy guy who graduates high school and then comes back 4 years later and just hangs around.
Well, he clearly has problems making friends.
No, I think he has a more mature countenance to him. It's just a very socially awkward one, which makes sense in the story of his character where pretty much everyone he knew dies.
Yeah.
Fair.
I want to see that scene where it's just like 300 where the owl from the first movie is just murdering all of the echidnas. Before slowly succumbing to her wounds.
Are we just ignoring the first impressions part of this podcast?
That's from
in the first movie.
Yeah, that was in the last movie. Does that count
like
as spoiling that movie?
You see the echidnas coming and attacking her.
Do you?
Yeah. The only thing
we didn't
the
know they were echidna.
We didn't know that
I forgot because you see little baby Sonic and he's like,
yeah, exactly.
Owl. No.
Yeah, exactly. And like you don't necessarily know that she I guess won or at least Pyrrhic victory that battle.
Yeah.
But you know, that's I don't count that as a spoiler.
This is a clan of people who worship warfare.
I guess.
And the owl from Ocarina of Time apparently kicked all of their asses.
Yeah.
Do you want me to kick your ass again? Should I press A?
I love that the echidnas are basically
head goes upside
on.
Down, comes
it's
back.
Hilarious to me. But yeah,
Caleb, what were your thoughts coming in here? Because the three of us have seen the movie leading up to this.
Who went with us to see the last?
I think Andreas went.
Was
with
Andreas on
for
that?
Yeah.
I think my expectations were about as high as y'all's were when you went to go see the first one. My expectation is that not only was this going to be a bad movie, but I wasn't going to understand what happened that this one was dependent upon, and that was going to make it even worse.
Gotcha.
Okay. So you were expecting to have a bad time.
I think I was going to give it I was expecting to give it a 2.
Okay. Did you have a bad time?
No.
Good.
That's not only is that saying something for coming in on the sequel, not having seen the original, but this is a kids movie made for kids, and Caleb, the resident grump, liked it.
Did you play Sonic Any Sonic.
Well, we did not have any Sega consoles, but when I got the chance, I would play them, yes.
Okay.
I have distinct memories of, like, the intro scene specifically. What is it? Sonic 3, where he goes into the island. That's where you see the red plane, and it gets blasted out of the sky immediately. Yeah, and it's Knuckles' fault, too, isn't it?
Yeah, he does knock it out, I really am glad that you had a good time with it, because I think that does speak a lot to its quality. Because, I mean, you're not the target audience by any means.
At the same time, I am, because this was my childhood.
Sure.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's
so you got to, like, you got to tick both those boxes in order to get the people who are now of the sufficient age to have children to go see this movie. Like, child, you are going to enjoy this.
That is a good point. I actually am looking forward to showing this to Jamie in a couple of years. I think he'll love it.
And I think you're going to, like, shoot yourself in the foot by, as soon as he sees it.
We're going to watch it 17 times.
No. He's just going to be like running around. He's going to be Naruto running around the house like, Dad, I'm Sonic.
Or
he's
already doing that.
Just doing somersaults constantly.
The only difference would be that he's yelling, I'm Sonic. That's literally all that would change. All
right, fair enough. I will say, I did enjoy this movie. Despite how much I enjoyed it, it did feel like it wasn't as high a tier of, like, kids movie as, like, a Disney movie or something like that.
I'm not sure if you mean that it was a worse movie or just it wasn't as valuable if I was a child right now, to me.
Not even valuable, but I feel like Disney and Pixar movies, especially the Pixar movies, have a tendency of making a movie that's explicitly for kids, but the way that it's written and the way that the stories evolve through most of their movies are equally enjoyable for both. And there's not too many scenes where it's like, little Timmy, today I'm going to teach you about responsibility, and it's brought to you by the letter E. Right? Like, that feels like it's a different level, and this movie feels more like that, the one I just jokingly described, as opposed to something like a Pixar movie.
I would say this is, like, not on a Toy Story level, but
it's
above, like, Encanto or Brave. Like, I haven't seen
Encanto, but I think it's supposed to be fine.
It's supposed to be good, but I did not care for it. I'm the only person who didn't care
musical,
for it. But.
And Rick hates musicals.
I have enjoyed many musicals.
I was going to say, about fucking Hercules?
The other stuff that Lin-Manuel Miranda's done is I've generally liked a lot.
None which he can recall to mind right now.
Hamilton was fine. It was a little too long, but it was pretty good. Moana's a musical. That one was really good. I loved that a lot.
That's not a musical. That's just a Disney movie with lots of songs.
That's sort of what.
They're a different kind of thing.
That's what he means as a musical.
Mm. Yeah, no, I mean, I'm comparing it to Encanto, which is a movie that has a lot of songs in it. Anyway.
Let us know on Twitter if you think that musicals are a separate genre from Disney movies.
But when it comes to Sonic, it doesn't feel like it's got that. It feels like the way that it was written specifically. That's what I'm talking about is the script. The words that the characters are talking to each other. It doesn't feel as polished or as well written as something like I've seen from Pixar.
What was the parental rating for this?
G?
I think it was G. I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up while I say this. I think that I would agree with you on
PG. They say the word groin, so it's got to. It has to be a PG.
It's got a little bit of violence.
How can they get away with that? With how much of Sonic's dick tails was sucking this whole movie?
It was a lot. It was excessive.
That double tail job.
But I'll say this. I think that I agree with you on the points where there are humans that are, like, supposed to be characters. Because I'm not counting, like, the dance scene. I think we can get away with saying the dance scene and it being spoiler-free. There's a dance scene.
Sonic flosses.
It was in the trailer.
Sonic flosses there's a flossing scene in this movie, just like there's a flossing scene in the last movie.
I completely forgot about that.
They don't dwell on it.
No, they don't.
Any scene where there are human characters that are not named Dr. Robotnik is kind of shitty. Like, those bring the movie way down.
Or Dr. Robotnik's assistant. I like
Stone.
Him, too.
No, he's Robotnik's assistant, I count as an accessory to
that
Robotnik.
Sure.
I see what I agree on him. Other characters, they suck. They take away from the movie. I don't like them. I don't want them in the movie. Sure. I want a fan edit without them in it.
I think that we could do it, and it would be fine. Exactly. I don't think we'd lose anything from fucking story B of this bullshit.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to get into that side story shit. But that said, everything that's just Sonic and the crew, 10 out of 10. Loved all of it.
Well, maybe it's just that this humor is like Zoomer humor and I don't get it. And I say that kind of hyperbolic, but
you're just getting older.
I guess. Well, but even some of the humor in more recent Pixar movies, and again, I'm specifically thinking of a couple that I've seen recently. It's like Toy Story, right? Sure. The humor in that doesn't feel like it was ad-libbed by a 10-year-old, whereas a lot of Sonic's jokes do.
Okay.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think to me that brings it a certain level of charm, because it doesn't feel like a adult writing a 10-year-old. He does have a very genuine, this is a child with a lot of power energy to him, and I like that. I think that
Sonic
fits for the
feels,
character.
Sonic feels, well, and that may also be part of it, is that in a lot of the Pixar movies, the characters themselves aren't like little kids.
Yeah.
And even if there are, they've got like the helper who's helping them along or
exactly,
something like that.
Yeah.
Whereas Sonic is a kid in this movie.
For sure.
So.
When I was watching it without giving anything away, I noticed all of the snark and I appreciated it. And it made me think of, when we were going through the Spider-Man movies, we went on about how we had this expectation of seeing Spider-Man snark.
Yeah.
And we didn't usually get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
And here, it might have been immature, but there was two scoops of snark.
With sprinkles.
And it was welcome.
Yeah, I agree. I think that it all works really well. Like, Sonic and Knuckles, I think, are the characters that carry this movie for the most part.
And
Robotnik is really strong.
I would say Knuckles and Robotnik.
But I think
I feel like Tails takes the spot that he has in the games as well.
He does.
Which is like, you are a side character.
You are there.
Yeah.
But what I mean by that is that like this movie could work on just Sonic and Knuckles. Like if someone charismatic than Jim Carrey was playing Robotnik, it would not be as good of a movie, but it would still be pretty watchable just with the Sonic and Knuckles characters.
I disagree. I think that if it wasn't Jim Carrey, this would have been half as enjoyable.
I'd give you that, totally. I'm just saying that like to function as a movie, you could have it without Sonic and without Robotnik. You couldn't have it without Sonic and Knuckles working.
So I want to get us to the spoiler-filled part pretty soon.
Sure.
I'll go ahead and say what I thought, and then we can go around.
Yeah.
Just brief, without spoiling anything. I really liked the action in this movie.
Yeah.
I thought that the fights were really fun and better than the last movie.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I liked Robotnik in this movie better than in the last movie. 100%. He felt more like the Robotnik of like the games when you're a kid and you're imagining the fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
As opposed to like, because when you're Sonic and
bounce
he's
on his head,
jumping and bouncing against his little ship, it's like, that's not actually much, but in your head when you're imagining it, it's like, this is more of in line with that. The people aspect were significantly worse in this movie. I like the humans in this Sonic movie. Mm. His human sidekicks in the first movie, I still wanted them to go away, so it was just the Sonic show.
Sure.
But they were generally tolerable, and there were some charming scenes in the first one as well. In this one, not so much. We'll get into it. I enjoyed this movie. It's definitely a kid's movie, but especially if you've got a kid that you're watching. I don't think I'd watch this movie by myself. But if I had a kid, if I had a younger cousin or a younger sibling or a kid or a son or whatever.
How young is too young, do you think?
How young is too young? I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't show it to Jamie right now. He might enjoy it like partially, but he's still like only 3.
He
so,
can't
like,
make any OCs yet.
I think once you're... yeah, that's the big problem. I think once the kid is old enough to have an attention span that is movie length, just go for it.
Like, I would say whatever the age range is that is appropriate to watch Pokemon and Power Rangers.
I was just going to say whatever age range is appropriate to start playing Sonic games.
Yeah, for sure. Like 5 or 6, you're good. Good to
go. And I think it's a lot of fun. So I'd recommend watching it if you've got any little kids that you want to watch it with, or if you're just a diehard Sonic fan, it's fun enough. So.
Yeah. I would pretty much agree with that. I think that there is about a 20-minute section in this movie that absolutely sucks.
The people part.
The people part, yeah. It's terrible, and when you get to that scene in the theaters, you should get up and go use the bathroom because it will be a better use of your time.
It's a movie that everyone in the family can enjoy with this scene now.
Yeah, no, it's not. that scene is awful. Everything else, though, is shockingly good for it being a Sonic movie. Like,
not everything.
There's
a really important part that they're fucking up here.
All right,
and it's
a
travesty.
We'll let you spoil it later.
But yeah, no, I definitely recommend going and seeing this in the theaters if you have any interest in it at all. Like if you are someone who just enjoys serious movies, I don't know why you're listening to our podcast, but that's the only scenario in which I would say like don't go watch this. But it's genuinely a good time. If you enjoy Sonic, if you have a kid, just go for it. It's fun. Brian.
Yeah, I'd definitely go see it.
Excellent, Caleb.
Not only would I say go see it, but I think you could also, if if you're looking for a movie going experience in a theater, we are mostly disinterested in making out.
There you go.
No. That's kind of awakening some shit in you, though.
I'm not going to recommend you go make out around a bunch of kids. That feels weird.
You know what? Fair point. You're in the back typically anyway. Not that I've ever done
all the kids will be wanting to sit in the front. You know, it'll be fine.
Of course.
Back seats, make out row.
Turn away, children. Look away. I am on the precipice of coming.
Who's making macaroni? Oh, God.
I regret saying anything besides that I give it a thumbs up. I'm done.
There you go. Oh, gosh. All right. We'll be back in just a minute.
We stick together. No matter what.
You're unskilled. Untrained. Unworthy.
You forgot one. Unstoppable.
Stand still and die!
For a guy named Knuckles, you are really bad at punching.
All right, we're back. It's time to talk about spoiler stuff. Man, the people in this movie are not fun. Even Cyclops. I forget what his actor's name.
I didn't like him initially, the first movie.
Oh,
yeah, right?
The guy who plays Cyclops.
I was just like, I recognize that chin, but
not
the eyes.
James Marsden.
Marsden, not Marsters, yeah.
Yeah, James Marsden. I thought, again, in the first movie, I was like, hey, get out of here. I want to see more Sonic doing Sonic things. But generally speaking, I thought he was fine. In this movie, I don't know why, but it feels like I can just
because there's other shit going on now.
No, I can see even in the scenes where there's not shit going on, it's like, man, you're really just like talking in front of a green screen at someone holding a little tennis ball where your eye line should be.
Look at me,
and they fucked that up a couple times.
Yeah. Whoa, I can sure mime a hug.
The scenes where he is with Sonic, I think, are about as tolerable as they were in the previous movie.
Okay.
They're not significantly worse there. The problem is we have this gigantic section where we're doing this weird wedding subplot about characters that don't involve
They did
the
a perfect ride out for them, and then we had to go see the fucking ride out.
Yeah, exactly. No one wants that. Like, it's literally as though they saw how long the movie was and were like, fuck, we need another 20 minutes. Let's fill the middle with this shit.
Because
honestly, I kind of enjoyed Rachel going on her Armageddon spree.
Really?
Rachel was better in this movie. She was way more annoying. And like James Marsden's sister-in-law. She was way more annoying in the first movie. In this movie, it was like, all right, she's kind of having some fun.
I stopped caring when the secret agent plot came about. But the rest of it was all right.
I disagree about her being better in the previous movie.
No.
In this movie.
In the previous movie, she's much better because there's a lot less of her. She's there for about 30 seconds. She hates James Marsden irrationally for no reason. And that's about it.
She was there about the same amount. It's just we didn't focus on her. She was there with her sister.
She was in, like, she had like 5 lines in the previous movie. In this one, she's getting a whole subplot to herself. And
there are a couple parts of this whole wedding scene that I think are fun. One is the sisters teaming up and using Tails as gadgets.
No.
I enjoy
boss it. Wrong.
Why?
Is that the travesty thing?
No. It's just fucking. Well, for one, the gadgets that Tails has look tiny in their hand. His hands are bigger than their hands. There's no reason for them to be tiny. His backpack is fine because his torso is like as big as my liver or whatever. But his hand, I was like, maybe I'm just misremembering that. Let me look. I know that Knuckles and Sonic hands are bigger, but let me go back and see. No, his tails are just as big, if not slightly smaller than Sonic's. But they're still like
tiny little baby toys.
Mega hands.
You know
what was the name
of
that gun in Men in Black?
So they can make toys
the
for babies.
The noisy cricket.
You can do that and just make it smaller for kids.
No, I do agree with your point there. I think that if you cut the like 80% of this Rachel subplot.
Oh, yeah.
On the thing.
Yeah. Especially the whole, like, James Marsden feels, like, inadequate and left out with
they
her,
tried
with
to make
future
him,
brother-in-law.
They tried
or
to make him look less ripped next to the squad by just having him wear a shirt. Yeah.
His future brother-in-law is like, you gotta do some yoga, get rid of this man. And he's, like, all chiseled. And then James Marsden's like, yeah, I gotta do it, too. And
I'm
his
kidding.
Arms are just as big.
Straight up
dead. Right. Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious. And that's unintentionally funnier than anything in this so entire stupid. Subplot.
And it's infuriating because at the beginning of the movie, they're like, all right, Sonic, we're going to leave. We got a wedding to go to. Have fun. Don't get into any shenanigans.
And I like that beginning because it got them off screen relatively quickly.
It was for perfect.
Sure. You would
and
think.
Just don't show the wedding. And then at the end, do what they do like 5 minutes later after leaving, where Sonic's like, oh no, the house is all broken. And he and Tails and Knuckles all like zoom around with hammers, like fixing everything. And then the house is back together. Right. And then James Marsden comes in and he's like, wasn't our kitchen over there? And then he's like, bah, 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 bah. It would have been perfect. We did not need this whole wedding.
Yes.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
No. Ugh.
Brian, I gotta know, what is this travesty you're talking about?
Fucking music. The one thing that comes good out of every fucking shitty Sonic game is that it has slapping butt rock.
No, I have to agree with you because when Super Sonic shows up later, I'm like, I'm hearing the music in my head, like, let's go, boys.
There needs to be
and there's
learn.
Nothing.
That's
the
fair.
Whole movie. Like, they capture every feel of like a Sonic. Everything's improved from the last movie. Like, he fucking snowboards for no reason just because it's cool. He, like, skateboards in the house and he, like, bounces
around.
Well,
there's the whole grinding thing that they introduced in the 3D games. I guess that has to be canon now.
Because he's wearing soap shoes. You gotta grind on soap shoes.
It's a ton of references, too. Like, in the house, he makes a loop for him to run around, right? Like, and then I'm pretty sure there's a Sonic snowboarding game.
Yeah. Well, that and just... Like, in a lot of Sonic games, he just sometimes snowboards because it's cool.
He's a cool guy. Really need an edit of the, like, Super Sonic scene where they put in the classic Dragon Ball Z soundtrack. Like, that would be amazing, and I would love it.
That'd be fine. But you also need Super fucking Sonic. Butt rock.
Just the classic sound?
I kind of think of the classic Dragon Ball Z as butt rock.
Play it. And sing it to me right now. If it doesn't have words about how we can do
dragon,
it together.
Dragon, dragon. No. Rock the dragon.
No.
Ball Z.
It's just the hair and the fact that he's gold.
I mean, well, it is an obvious reference to being Super Saiyan, yes.
Well, on that note, what color do you think Knuckles becomes when he's Super Knuckles? You can't answer.
I know the answer.
I actually don't know.
Just guess. What do you think? Sonic becomes gold. Shaggo becomes like white gold. Silverish.
I know it's not silver.
I don't know, green
Sonic's
or some shit?
Thing.
No.
Does he become purple?
Close. He becomes pink. Okay. Now, what color does Tails become?
I actually don't
Tails
know.
Tails never deserves to become Super Tails.
He said it.
That's not fair. He deserves. He needs a chance to be super.
No. He should go design a better like dishwasher that cleans like chili dog stains better.
I don't know. Brown?
No.
What color?
The same color he is right there. Except he gets two magic little birds that fly around him and a cape.
What?
I don't know why.
That is bullshit.
I thought you were at least going to be like, and he goes like the Vulpix to Ninetales route. Like he's Tails.
Oh, that'd be badass.
But now he gets like 19
he's all sexy
tails.
And shit.
Yeah.
Sexy.
I was thinking of Kurama from Yu Yu Hakusho. Yeah. Like he just becomes like a fucking...
Fox boy?
Yeah.
No, he turns into the Naruto fox demon.
Yeah. Like all with like big tits and shit.
Why?
Why did they give him mascara?
Who?
Tails! Every time he closes his eyes, I was like, both of their eyelashes are pretty big, but when he closes his eyes, he is
like... Oh, is it
like,
the texture?
No, it's not just texture. It's like bleeding up his eye. He actively has, like, cried makeup on. I don't know why.
I don't know. I do not know.
No, I think he's just, he just has naturally luscious...
No, I'm not talking about how long his eyelashes are. He has smeared makeup on his eyelids.
Maybe it's to, like, differentiate his eyes from, like, the rest of his
Brian,
coloration.
That's what foxes have that. That's why it's called a fox tail.
That.
Yeah.
Not that. Like, here. Like, up here.
So, because it's a kid's movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It frequently will just be like, and now the guys are here now.
Sonic,
or,
let me talk to you about responsibility.
Now the guys are here now. We're going to have a little lecture about responsibility. And then, like the scene where Sonic's running across the ocean.
Yeah.
And he's like, he trips on like, I don't know, an ocean stone.
Wave.
And like, he falls through a wave. And then it's like, later.
Wakes
and
up.
He's just on the beach.
Yeah.
And he's like,
washed up on there.
Yeah. And it's a bit of a trope. And like, how does Tails get the plane? I don't know. It doesn't really matter. It's not a big deal. But the movie does this regularly where it's just like, and now they're here.
I mean, now they've got this.
At
least that one does play into it of like, it shows that Sonic is not going to be able to do this on his own. Yes. Like, that's sort of the whole purpose of that is to give you a little bit of porpoise. It's because he's in the ocean. Anyway, that's sort of the reason for that. It's like, it's there to give you like, oh no, Sonic maybe shouldn't be doing this on his own because that's what they keep telling him.
I'm not saying I don't understand narratively why they do that.
No, I'm just saying
I'm saying that he trips and what does he do? Like stumble across the waves until he gets to the island?
What I mean is I'm okay with that one. I agree with your general point though.
And it's not even something that bothers me because every time I was like, okay, we're here now. I'm like, oh right, it's a kid's movie.
You know what, kids do not care.
Yeah.
Sonic doesn't float unless he's unconscious. Then he floats.
Now he just seemed like when he went unconscious in the temple. From Temple Run,
yeah,
he just stays right there. Well, he had to grab a rock to get to the bottom, and then he was unable to get up. I was thoroughly confused.
It's not like his quills have a natural buoyancy, and so until they are waterlogged, he is buoyant. Once they are waterlogged, they hold him down.
No, I mean in the games. In the games, he'll run and he sinks pretty fucking. He's not like
sure, like
a rock.
You're gonna die.
Yeah, but as soon as he dies, he starts floating up. I don't know why. I don't know if his soul is trying to leave his body and is trapped in the cavity of
his chest. Soul is just extremely heavy and it weighs him down.
Okay. Like Full Metal Alchemist shit. Like he's real close to being able to float.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot of fun scenes that are just like... Like, I don't know why they decided to have an Indiana Jones temple leading up to
the Chaos Temple, but it looks exactly like the level designs in the old Sonic games, and I fucking love it.
Yeah.
I did not play Sonic the Hedgehog 2. I never played that one, so I didn't know which... I mean, there are things that I know are like, oh, that's an obvious reference, like, you know, Tails on the biplane and Sonic, like, sucking up an air bubble underwater to breathe.
Those are
fun things, but when it comes to, like, the level design or even the... Like, I didn't
like
know
those two slides he went down in the background before he got to the fucking maze. That's straight from a level.
I was going to say that, generally speaking, I recognize that, like, this is inspiration for something that they could have used to make a level from, but I don't seem to recall seeing a whole lot of labyrinths in Sonic.
Well, because it's a side-scrolling, you can't really do a labyrinth. But, like, whenever they do temples, it's really hard for you to find your way out of the temples, and there's fucking water everywhere.
Yeah.
And guess what I'm saying is I wanted to see more things of like, oh, that's a reference to a level.
You want to see him go on one of the like little twisty things?
Yeah. Sure. Or like, it's very long, and so that gives him an opportunity to do the thing where he's like running in circles across the ceiling and going into a ball and going in super speed and shit like that.
No, I liked how he, because in this movie way more than the last one, he did his like little like
spinball thing.
Little spinball power charge thing.
There was a lot more reason. Like, I think that's one of the big strengths of this movie is that having Knuckles here and letting Robotnik be a lot more free with his robots, both of those things allow Sonic to be more fun in terms of like fighting things, and so it gives you a lot more, like in the previous movie, for most of it Robotnik was just a dude that had some drones, so you couldn't like have Sonic go all out and go crazy for most of it.
He can run nearly as fast as Sonic.
Yeah, in the games he can, but in this universe he was just a normal dude.
He was there when Sonic became Sonic. He used to have some dumbass naming, was a stupid brown hedgehog.
Dr. Robotnik was a scientist who worked with Sonic's father, who was also a hedgehog.
Uncle?
Yeah.
Uncle. Okay, sorry. He worked with Sonic's uncle, and then like there was a horrible, tragic accident.
Treadmill accident.
Yeah.
He was trying to like do the Speed Force, but for Sonic or whatever, and the explosion hit him while he was at the fridge making a sandwich, and there was a bag egg in there, and that's how he became Eggman.
And also, isn't that what the explosions what turned Sonic blue?
Yeah, he hit whatever the Sonic Speed Force is.
Because canonically, Sonic is not like some extraterrestrial. Canonically, Sonic is just a hedgehog.
A pretty fat. Well, there are pretty much all the animals are tuned. Sentient in that
universe.
I feel
like the lore is collapsing in on itself.
You have no idea how deep the lore for Sonic goes, Caleb.
Like, why is there an extraterrestrial race of animals that happen to be just like he is cut from that same cloth?
No, he's from that planet.
You just said he's just a hedgehog from the Earth that got mutated.
I didn't say he was from Earth.
I'm pretty sure he's from Earth. Not in this movie, but canonically.
It's just
right?
an ordinary hedgehog from a different planet that got mutated.
Well, yeah, but that's the Earth.
No,
we
do not
that
need to go
a,
into the
that is a weird
of
planet
Sonic
that has loop-de-loops in the Earth for no reason.
Man, I really got to catch up on my Sonic lore.
You do not.
I loved Knuckles in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, did Idris Elba bring the right kind of gravity?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He nailed it.
Yeah, no, easily the best character in the movie. Like, every single line that he has is absolutely hilarious. Like,
yes.
The moment I knew I was going to love him is when he's giving, like, Eggman a speech from, like, halfway climbed up the thing, and he's like, I will destroy these robots with no problem. Oh, wait, there's stairs.
Yeah.
Just kind of, like, casually walks up them. Like, he, just something about the way that Idris Elba, like, pulled this off is perfect, especially next to Sonic. Like, those two go together like peanut butter and jelly. It's perfect.
Which one's peanut butter?
That's Knuckles.
I think so.
Yeah, he's chunky.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He's chunky peanut butter.
Specifically crunchy peanut butter.
Yeah, and Sonic is really messy grape jelly smeared all over a toddler's face.
Yes. And his toes and shit.
No!
Fuck! the main two forms of Sonic porn out there are inflation and foot porn.
Why?
There was one time that he and
why do you have a statistical analysis of the amount?
I don't know the statistical analysis, but in my heart, I know. There's also sometimes when he and Shago are turned into like urinals and toilets,
Brian,
and their mouth is the hole.
What is Brian?
And they're like, why are we in? Like, it doesn't even seem like the porn is to make people happy. You know?
How
like,
much of this have you personally spanked it to?
Well. Zero. Of that shit, zero.
Okay.
But then, I mean, there's some hot
Brian
shit
does,
out
Brian
you
does
like
have...
You like Rogue Bat?
I thought it was Rouge.
Is it Rouge?
Brian does have an OC in the Sonic Chew universe, though.
Don't talk about fucking Sonic shit.
Yo, Ruchu.
What?
Is there like an extra...
Ruchu.
Is there like an extra rule besides Rule 34? That like, not only is there porn of it, but there's like... Weird, creepy urinal porn.
The only rule I know is Rule 34.
Let's get back to Sonic.
We're still talking about Sonic.
Children's movie. For all of you listening with your 5-year-olds, I'm so sorry.
I'm not.
I mean, there's a lot of weird sexual energy between him and Tails. I don't know if that's just the voice actors were feeling it.
I think it's just Tails wanting to ride that Sonic dick.
I mean, this is Tails' job, right? Like, what does Tails exist to do besides
Tails
just
is normally
kiss
like
Sonic's
the straight
ass.
Man. He's normally like, Sonic, what are you doing? You can't fight him by yourself, Sonic. I'm going to make a machine.
I do like that they give him, like, more to do. He's still very much sidekick material in this, but he's, like, useful sidekick material in this, and I appreciate that.
I got to say, I didn't hate Tails in this at all.
No, he's fine.
His little helicopter tail... It's like they took the sprite of him flying and made it way too literal because it became
a
weird like tube thing up top that was like
flying. Like I liked it. I thought it was silly,
I
but
wish
I liked
that
it.
They would try and give Sonic the like figure eight or the loop feet when he runs really fast. I'm tired of like Sonic X.
Yeah, that's fair.
How do you feel about when Tails was introduced? Because I felt like it was weak.
Technically, he's introduced at the end of the previous movie. Like,
but it's the exact
that,
same thing.
Yeah, like, it's the way that a character... I mean, we're spoiling shit, so fuck it. The way that Shadow gets introduced at the end of this movie is basically how Tails is introduced.
Well,
and again,
I feel like this falls into that same bucket of, like, oh, and this character is just here now.
Yeah.
Oh, they're just on the beach now. Oh, he has a plan. It's just like, oh, and Tails is here now.
I do think that the explanation of it is really weird and weak, because it's
been watching you run.
It's very strange that he's treating Sonic as this, like, legend,
all
when
porn.
All Sonic has ever done is...
The last episode.
No, he explains it. It's because Sonic's a fucking freak.
And I'm a freak, too,
just
but
like
I want to fly the freak flag
they
with
used
you.
They used to make fun of me because I had two tails as I was flying around all
like
cool,
a god.
Like a god. While they were just regular ass foxes on the ground, they would point up at me and say, ha ha, look at that freak flying around like a god.
What kind of loser has an amazing ability like that?
Yeah, it's just some serious Rudolph energy.
Yeah, it's very strange.
He can't even stay on the ground.
Nerd. Get grounded.
Does that mean that Sonic is Santa?
Yes. I choose to believe yes.
They both met Santa canonically.
And that means that and that means that Knuckles is the Krampus.
I feel like in the fan art there's lots of people that love to put some of that Christmas garb onto the characters too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And while they're in flagging and have big feet showing.
Oh my gosh.
So fucking while we're on DeviantArt and shit, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of people that can draw Sonic OCs. Why couldn't they have gotten them to do that for fucking Talonflame or whatever the fucking owl look like? Because they look awful. They don't look anything like Sonic characters.
The owls look like what was that movie? It was like the Golden Compass.
Guardians of Gahool.
Yeah,
yeah.
Guardians of Gahool.
The Guardians.
That was the vibe they
And that movie's fucking great.
I want to see that. I've never seen that.
It's fucking.
You should watch it for the podcast.
Let me rephrase. In the sense that I love it, it's fucking great. I don't know
you,
if it's actually a good
I'll
movie.
I'll trade you a Guardians of Ga'Hoole for a Mac and Me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I might have to do that. Mm-hmm. Oh shit! Fuck.
Yep.
I mean, May's coming up.
May's coming up. What Mac is, and me, wait. May.
We no. watch it every Mac. Week.
We're doing 4 weeks in a row. No, baby.
It's gotta be Mac and May.
We can do anime. We can do anime, and then regrets June.
Oh gosh. What did you guys think of Robotnik's powers after he gets the crystal? I love, and I know a little bit about the story of Sonic 2, yeah. So I know that in Sonic 2, you know, Knuckles is the bad guy because Eggman's tricking him.
Yeah,
right?
Into like thinking that, yeah, Sonic is trying Sonic's to steal bad, the... Yeah.
I've and never then, seen him be super Eggman before, but I like what they did. Well, I don't know if that's usually the Master Emerald's thing, is that it's
thought,
creation or whatever.
I thought Eggman wanted the Emeralds to, like... sock it into machine stuff.
That's
not
what
to,
he
like,
normally does.
Not to like
I don't
absorb
see,
it into him. And
I don't see why he can't.
Robo
Everyone
God.
Else can absorb them.
Yeah, I mean, I really liked it. Mainly because of Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey yes. really does an amazing job as Robotnik sure. in this movie. Like he is, I do agree, even better than he was in the previous movie, because I feel like in the previous movie they wanted him to be sort of-ish grounded, but yeah. in this movie they just let him... go wild.
I feel like
he was
it.
Made for it.
He yes, really was.
Absolutely.
I feel like
well,
the
he
mo-
needs to get a little
the
bit
first
more
movie, the first movie, I feel they had to, because they're trying to, instead of having it where it's just an animated movie,
yeah.
they're doing this thing where it's like, okay, James Marsden's here. Like, there's yeah. real people. He's got a family, like the Wachowskis yeah. or whatever the name is. And so because you're doing that and you're centering it in like, it's in North Dakota or wherever the hell.
I think it's yeah. Seattle.
Sure. See, like in Oregon.
San Francisco.
Or, yeah. Seattle, that's Washington. Why did I say Oregon? Whatever. It's, they have to start the series fairly grounded because of that. And so yeah. Dr. Robotnik isn't just like, hey, oh yeah, there's Dr. Robotnik. He's like our local like robo god
no,
overlord.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
They don't
yeah,
have
yeah,
to
yeah.
do that because his grandpa made Shadow the fucking Hedgehog. This shit has been like 50 years in the making. He could already be like a super scientist who uses animals to power machines.
I'm saying like introducing people to this movie universe. Like the first one was like, oh, there's all sorts of fun stuff, and we're gonna slowly ratchet up the crazy like, you know.
First
Sonic
one basically takes place in a real world with two unreal elements, and that's Sonic and Robotnik.
Yeah.
This one, they're willing to go a lot further
the
with
fact
it.
That the Master Emerald and the Chaos Emeralds exist here on Earth
yeah.
in this second movie, I feel is a lot more believable because the first one started ramping stuff up to where we are now.
I agree
and so
with
this
that.
Movie can have a lot more fun with itself because of that.
Right. We had our vegetables, now we can have a little more cake.
That's right.
And then next time it's going to be all cake.
I love the lead up to getting the emerald, all of the I love all of the Knuckles and Robotnik teaming up stuff. The way that they do it is really fun, where you've got Robotnik with all of his bots, and they're very much like he has the wasp bots.
Yeah,
the
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And stuff like that. That's
which
what,
I appreciate.
That's really
because
fun.
Because he didn't in the previous movie, and I like no. that they actually went ahead and gave him a lot mm-hmm. of that in this. But I also, as much as I love the chemistry between Sonic and Knuckles, I also adore it between Robotnik and Knuckles as well.
Yes.
Yes. The only way that this works is that Knuckles is such a straightforward, gullible person,
yes.
but it works because of who he is.
And this is where the way that they wrote the dialogue just shines so brightly.
Yes,
100%.
Here in this part.
I mean, any time that either Jim Carrey or Idris Elba have a line, it's great.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Hilarity the entire way through.
And then once Knuckles gets betrayed, once yeah. Dr. Robotnik gets the emerald, I really enjoy the way, because I'm like, what's he going to, like, is he going to do the little hover thing where he's got, like, the wrecking ball that's swinging below it, like what's he gonna do?
Yeah.
And he makes the giant, like the classic Eggman look
yeah.
robot, which is nice because as much
what's that one called?
He makes the Juggernaut.
Eggbot, I guess.
I thought that was supposed to be the reference to the one from the the one that was supposed to like have every calculation of Sonic in mind.
It could be. I genuinely don't know. Like I
thought you read the Archie comics.
I read them a long time ago. I haven't read them. In a
I like how
time.
It looks in this movie though, because as yeah. much fun as Jim Carrey is as Robotnik, aside from the mustache, he does not have, like, he does not look like the portly egg-shaped man.
I mean,
from the games.
They did, like, at one point, make him, like, tall and skinny. So, like, that, he kind of looks like that version of it. But, like,
but that's not classic Eggman. No.
It's true. When he's got the goggles on and he's got the mustache going, I think that he's good enough. Like, that was one worry that I had originally with him, because I don't think he looked like him at all in the previous movie.
He didn't have the mustache in the last movie.
He didn't have the mustache.
And he had hair.
He
had hair, yeah.
It was his origin story.
Yeah, basically.
The explosion into the mushroom planet blew his hair off.
He started on Earth, and Sonic was like, I banish thee.
He threw a ring and pushed Robotnik through it.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
I can't get past the fact he had a tiny mustache. That makes no sense.
And a lot of hair on top of his
head. I'm assuming for the sake of origin story, so it feels that much more jarring when he has it. But I didn't want to see a whole movie of him not having it.
Honestly, either. I think it was probably that they were like, I don't know if we're going to be able to get this, like, anyone to watch this. Let's just give it a shot here. Right. And if we get to, we'll do the next one crazy.
Why risk it, though? Why do it wrong
the first
time? Your
first one is your one opportunity to get traction.
To be fair, it worked.
No, but that's still a gripe that it didn't work.
It doesn't mean it wasn't an unnecessary risk.
Because it would have been better if he looked like it.
I think they thought it was
a
safety.
As a people making a movie, you still have to fight with the studio that's like, no, we want a human romance subplot throughout the movie. And you're like, no, nobody wants that. They want Sonic to do fun Sonic things. And they're like, all right.
20
we'll
minutes. 20 minutes of human
bullshit.
Subplot.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly.
I guess we have to talk about those 20 minutes.
We don't. We can just say it's nothing to be done with it.
I have to say that when the guy ripped his shirt off right before the dance number and he had a tattoo of himself with his arms out, that was fucking awesome.
Because Sonic and What's-His-Face and Tails were there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not the wedding scene. That's the Sonic and Tails are going to Siberia to hunt for the compass to the crystal.
It was a section that I feel like could have just been left on the cutting
room
floor.
Now, there was a version of this. There was a similar version of the same scene in the first one where it's Sonic and James Marsden in like a honky tonk with a bunch of rednecks.
You're talking about the Russian scene.
Yeah, similar to the Russian scene where it's like, oh, we're here and an unfortunate mishap happens and we've got to fix it.
It's basically an excuse to do the Quicksilver scene that's in every movie that Quicksilver's in, where it's everything's super slow and they run around.
Well, two of those and a Flash and everything since Quicksilver with speed.
Anyone who has speed stuff.
Nailed it.
That was our pregame for the uncomfortable conversation, which is the wedding.
So the wedding, which should have just been the convenient excuse to get the humans out of this movie, ends up being not even like a central plot point.
For no reason.
It's just like a tangent. It's a pit stop that doesn't matter.
It seemed contractual. Like, they were forced to have this in there. Like, the actors were like,
we're only
going to
do a second
movie
if we get 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Honestly, you're right. And the crazy thing is, you can literally cut the entire thing out very easily.
At the end, he has to run a long distance over water to get from the bullshit back to the plot.
Yeah. Right. I mean,
it's a clean cut.
Just have him do that, but from the earlier plot.
Right. You could have just like also had it like you teleport into the bullshit and he runs a long distance to get out of it. There are such clean edges for cutting all of this out.
I will say Sonic runs across the water to get to Chaos Emerald Island or whatever and gets really tired way faster than at any point in this entire series where he's doing a bunch of running.
They emphasized that it was miles and miles away.
Yeah,
though, right?
I feel like he's getting really tired with Eggman. I feel like he's just getting progressively more tired throughout the movie.
Okay. Yeah.
Like
he hasn't slept.
There are also several times where Sonic forgets that he can run on vertical surfaces. Because at the beginning of the movie, he is running up and down skyscrapers. Like, he runs up the mountain overlooking his town, like, in an instant.
And in the temple, he's running all over the walls as he's fighting Knuckles.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, as opposed to just running across the top of the walls to get to the Chaos Emerald.
Yeah.
Or, like,
I mean, to be fair, Eggman and Knuckles could have done that, but then they're just like, okay, we're going to go through 90% of this maze and then punch down the last wall.
Exactly. And plus, he's like 11 or whatever.
Yeah.
kids are really dumb.
He is kind of dumb, to be fair. But yeah.
Go back to the wedding scene that none of us want to remember or talk about.
I think the worst thing is that, like, there's a specific moment where the movie is like, all right, we're going to take Sonic and Tails out of the movie.
And put them in cages.
And just play with humans for, like, 20 solid minutes. Mm. And it's the worst humans. Like, if it was James Marsden and his girlfriend or slash wife.
Yeah, girl,
like,
wife.
Yeah.
Wife, friend.
I'd be way more into this entire thing. because I actually do kind of like those characters. The character they focus, though, on are the fiance, who we didn't meet until this movie and is kind of a douche in this movie. Mm. Not a huge douche, but a little bit of douche.
Is his facial hair fake? Like, I the think, DPI like is really
his,
high.
His body
feels,
just looks
fake. It
kind of
feels like he did, like, Sharpie it on. Yeah. But that character and the character who existed in the previous movie just to hate James Marsden for literally no reason.
Right.
And there's just no reason to focus on either of them. They're not that funny.
Okay. I disagree. And it's weird to say, but I liked the sisters, Maddie and Rachel, in this movie more than James Marsden. He was just kind of a loser. And I enjoyed them running around with Tails as gadgets more than I enjoyed James Marsden sitting down and having a heart-to-heart
with
Sonny.
Reason I'm fine, like, with the James Marsden thing, it feels like he is preparing, like, he's getting his hat on, his coat, and getting ready to go out the door of this series.
I agree.
And I'm down, like, I'm fine with him being, like, the nod, like, you guys take it from here, I'm leaving. I'm not down with fucking, it looks like other humans are gonna try and take up the reins and
it's,
shit.
It feels like for 20 minutes, this becomes a Transformers Michael Bay movie, where there's
or
way
Godzilla.
Too many of these humans for no reason. Yeah.
Godzilla
is
what
stretch.
I was thinking of.
Yes. Stretch.
They have this arc that focuses on the human and his family, and the reason I'm here is to see a giant lizard.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree with you guys that it's bad that it takes away from the actual plot and from seeing Sonic and stuff, but I think that the scenes themselves are perfectly enjoyable in a vacuum when you're not just sitting there being like, all right, let's get back
to
Sonic.
Put them in another movie.
Sure.
I think that my issue is I would be perfectly fine if it was focusing on James Marsden and his, which character is it, Maddie or?
Maddie is his wife.
I would
Rachel
be just,
is his sister-in-law.
I'd be just fine with James Marsden and Maddie. Like those two, I like both
I,
of them fair, well enough.
I enjoyed Rachel in this movie.
I don't want Rachel in this movie. I didn't like her in the previous movie.
I didn't like her in the previous movie either. I think she was my least favorite part of the previous movie.
I like Rachel better than
James Marsden
or Maddie.
I
feel like James Marsden and Maddie were only here just because this is a kids movie and we're going to come at it from the angle of kids, nuclear families and shit. That's a comforting environment for them, and we don't want to
have
focus
Sonic
on these.
See visions of Talon Figer or whatever Feather Friend is called.
Also, it was weird how, like, in the very first, like, heart-to-heart scene with James Marsden, and like 10 minutes into the movie,
you're not my real dad.
Yeah, Sonic's like, you're not my real dad. You're supposed to be my friend. Stop pretending to be my dad. And then multiple times in the rest of the movie, James Marsden and his wife are like, we got to go save our kid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Were they trying to nod to Spider-Man?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I think
it's
so.
Just a very typical, like, you've got powers.
There's a lot of references in this.
I'm fine with that side of it, just because that actually does add to the story of the movie. They're trying to make a thing of, like, Sonic is putting together his found family.
Sure.
That I'm all... it's fine. It's not good.
Find the... Sonic, you can find this family and now lose the other
right,
one.
Lose this part of the family, yeah. But I'm
fine
with
that. You just
gotta
kill him off.
Because it at least... It does add something to the story, at least a little bit.
I want in the next movie Metal Mario to show up, kill his human family.
Yes,
there you go.
And then it just becomes
Super Mario Bros. Z. Yeah,
I was about to say, what was that called?
Yeah, I wish he'd finished that at some point.
I think he rebooted it.
Did he?
Yeah,
I might have checked that out.
Reboot the thing that wasn't finished.
But
he lost the.
I do
the bit.
I like the, that's the problem with the other sister. Is it Rachel? You said
yes.
Rachel's part doesn't add anything to the movie at all.
It
just distracts and takes away, and it feels like for 20 minutes we stepped
into
a different
worse movie. The whole
wedding
scene doesn't contribute.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah. And I think that it should have been left on the cutting room floor. It should not be here. All I'm saying is that Rachel and Maddie in this scene, if it's got to be here, I enjoy the, like, Men in Black stuff they're getting up to, where she's got, like, the little, like chirping cricket or
whatever.
The
2 minutes where the two of them are trying to get in, fine. Totally. That's whatever.
Yeah,
it's when
that's
we go
fun.
To... It's when we go to, like, we've got to have Rachel have her, like, weird run in and
beat up
people.
How could you do this
people.
To me? No, I actually, you know, I did the one thing you're not supposed to do on a stakeout.
Yeah.
You fall in love.
Yeah, it's so
regardless
dumb.
Of the fact I still betrayed you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, it's dumb.
I think she rose to the occasion and did a great job acting, even if it was an unnecessary part of the movie.
Sure. Like, I'm not faulting the characters, the actors acting. That's all fine. It's
Ricky
just...
usually spoil these things for yourself by, like, reading reviews mm-hmm. and seeing shit. Do you know why they, why it was so poorly reviewed?
Yeah. I have no 66? Idea. I haven't actually looked at any of those. I'm guessing it's just shitty critics.
What I've seen, and I...
it's not the movie that's bad.
This is only a few reviews that I've read, but the few reviews that I've read have complained that...
Please say Butt Rock. If it's Butt Rock, I'm on board.
No. You're going to laugh. or cry not or hate inflation. Or hate them, but the critics that I've read and the reviews that they've left are complaining that there are not enough scenes with the humans in this movie.
What?
Gross. This, fucking gross.
What planet are these people
joking.
From?
I'm not joking.
This is why no one gives a shit what critics think.
This is why critics shouldn't be a job. Like, yeah, people exactly. should not be allowed to be a critic as a career.
I mean, no, to be fair, we could do that. I'm okay. Like, let's have us be the critics. Pay us whatever you're paying
but
those
when
losers.
We don't put our rating on stuff and, like, expect people to pay us for it.
That's true.
Not yet, anyway.
Find us on Patreon.
I appreciate, there are some critics I appreciate even when I disagree with them because I can be like, okay, you've thought this through and there's clearly like an internal metric you use. And so you're thoughtful and thorough and consistent with the way that you talk about movies.
Sure.
Before he died, Roger Ebert was like that for me. Yeah. I disagreed with several of his reviews of movies.
As long as he doesn't talk about video games, he was pretty good.
Exactly. But the issue is that a ton of like Rotten Tomatoes critics are like, yeah, are the equivalent of a mommy blogger.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's just like, hey, I started this because I can get $25 per review. And so that's what I'm doing.
I have the internet.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is better than a 66, which is what it's
absolutely.
Got on Rotten Tomatoes.
Absolutely.
It
deserves at least an 80.
It's a lot of fun. That's how I feel. It is more fun than the previous movie, and I had a good time watching it. While I was in the theaters, I heard there were multiple points where I had genuine laughs. That wasn't
absolutely.
Yeah. That weren't my laughs at Morbius, right?
No,
where I'm
no.
laughing at the movie. This movie made me laugh because it was funny. Mm-hmm. There were plenty of scenes where I heard kids in the theaters laughing.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
It's clearly for them and they loved it.
It sounds like you're trying to get to your final thoughts.
I am
and I'm down
to
for that,
final
but
thoughts.
We got to talk about Supersonic first. That's the one thing that we do have to talk
it's
about.
It's the climax of the movie.
Yeah, it's fantastic. All I right, love it. I'm
climax.
Really happy that it was in this movie because I was worried that it was not going to be, and I think that they did an excellent job with it. The only thing that I would have liked a little better is if Robotnik's robot took a little longer to take down. I think there could have been a little more back and forth fight there that would have been fun, but I like godlike Supersonic showing up on the scene, and they just do... They do a live-action Super Saiyan, basically, and it's perfect, and I love it.
At least they didn't have a Kamehameha in this one.
Rick, maybe Rick they've Count already live done live-action Super Saiyan. Don't you remember when we watched the
he
Dragon
wasn't
Ball
a Super
movie?
There were no Super
he
Saiyans
wasn't
in that
Super
movie.
Saiyan.
Oh, whatever.
That's the thing
I wasn't being serious.
That's the issue
I'm going to
take with that statement.
You're wrong on both counts.
Yeah! Super Sonic was fine. I was like, that's neat, but it was here for like,
it felt quiet and like empty without Living Learn fucking jamming. And like, you can't do that.
That would have been really good. I would have appreciated that.
And maybe at some point he fall, like it's hit on spikes or something. And like, you hear like the ding, and he loses the mojo for a moment. Like always happens whenever it happens in the game.
Yeah.
Brian, I want you to get on Twitter and go find the writers or the directors for this movie and just relentlessly tweet at them that you need Live and Learn when Shadow fights Sonic in the next movie.
But there's no way they didn't have like the money or like they couldn't get a contract for that. Like they just actively didn't think about it.
That might have been it. That might have been it.
You know, Live and Learn, they were just like really, they played a lot of hardball.
Yeah. Josh, what was your favorite part of this movie?
My favorite part of this movie was Knuckles. Knuckles is hilarious. It's fun to see a similar fighting style to Sonic, but also very unique.
Yeah.
Which I mean is Knuckles, right?
Yeah.
He was just a ton of fun. He was funny and charming, and your heart kind of melts a little bit when he is like, my whole family's dead, but I got to be the good warrior and do my best.
He's a really good antagonist because he's really challenging to Sonic specifically. Like, Sonic can't just steamroll him, and he baits the shit out of Sonic several times in the movie, but does feel beatable when it happens.
Yes.
It's really solid. They have a good dynamic.
Read that out loud for me. I don't know how
Sonic's
to say that.
Real name.
Uh-oh.
Olga V. Maurice Hedgehog. Oh, no.
Is that an anagram for something that I'm not making out? Because that can't be a real name that they were like,
I'm guessing that back when the Archie thing was like much sillier, they were like, hey, let's just have him have a very silly, like over-the-top lame
what?
Name.
Why would he call... I mean, it makes perfect sense to like why a 14-year-old would change their name to something like Sonic rather than Olga V.
Yeah.
Olga V.
But it seems like an anagram for something.
It's ridiculous. A close second to my favorite thing being Knuckles is Robotnik. Robotnik's really fun in this movie as well. My least favorite part of this movie is... We talked the wedding scene to death. Specifically, my least favorite character in this movie is James Marsden, which is a shame because I feel like he did okay in the last movie, but his performance in this one felt worse. It felt like... I don't know. I don't know how else to say it other than like I could tell he was looking at a green screen, which yes. is, of course, yeah. true of anybody who's interacting with Sonic in this movie. But when Jim Carrey gets up and does his Dr. Robotnik stuff talking to Knuckles and Sonic, it doesn't feel that way.
It's
when James Marsden kneels down in a boat.
Yeah.
James Marsden needs to be a dad.
But fucking, what is it, Guardians of the Galaxy, they just had the dude who was voicing Rocket Raccoon wear the green suit so he can, emote with each other and shit.
Exactly. And, I don't know, he flopped for me. Also, the wedding scene's really bad. This movie's fun. I give it, a 3.5. Out of 5 inflated Sonics.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I think this movie is awesome. I love it even more than I love the previous movie, and that comes down to Knuckles and Tails and Sonic and Robotnik.
And a lot of action.
A lot of good action. If I was going to pick one, obviously Knuckles. Knuckles is fantastic, but we're going to all say Knuckles. So what I will say is my favorite part of this movie is I really like that it ends with a callback to the previous movie in that there's the baseball scene in the previous movie where Sonic plays baseball with himself. And it is a genuinely really sad moment when he's doing all these different things and having a good time, and it gets to the final thing where he goes to do the team high five, and it's just him there suddenly, very alone.
Yeah,
he could high five himself if he wanted to.
He could, but the point of the scene.
I know, but he could,
and it's really good the way that they handle.
Especially
that.
If he used one of his feet.
And so bringing it back in this movie and having this movie end with him having a family that all get together and play a genuinely charming game of baseball together,
especially because they're teaching Knuckles
how to. Yeah, and he's like, "Why do I hate the ball? Why would I crush it?
Why is this ball my adversary?"
Yeah, and it's awesome, and Knuckles is great. But yeah, that's my favorite moment is that's there. My least favorite part is that they gave 20 minutes to Rachel for literally no reason. I won't go into it further. That just was not there. It was so unnecessary, irritating as hell. I'm going to give this 4.5 Chaos Emeralds out of 5.
That's a lot of Chaos Emeralds.
If you took out the Rachel's thing, I would probably give it a full-on 5. I really had a great time with this. It was a lot of fun as a kid's movie.
Jeez.
Really fun.
Almost as good as Home Alone. Can you believe it, boys?
Yeah, Home Alone doesn't have a 20-minute unnecessary scene in it that is not that funny and takes away from what I want to see.
Brian, what do you think, bud?
They improved on just about everything in this movie, but they kept a lot of the same problems as before.
It's kind of like they multiplied everything about the previous movie.
Yeah. Sure. But, well, Eggman was a little weird in the last one, but they didn't multiply how weird he was in that.
No, they just fixed Eggman.
Yeah, they fixed Eggman. Fucking a lot more good jokes from Sonic, and now he's got good back and forth with people that's not fucking Cyclops, and he seems to be on his way out, so that's a good thing.
Right.
But, my least favorite parts in this... are the lack of butt rock. I mean, if you're not going to put that in there,
you're emotionally damaged by that, aren't you?
It's not okay. That's one thing you can count on from these games is that you have that. And if not that, you have good chiptune music. There's none of that here. They're just let's play fucking Smooth Criminal or something. Whatever they dance to,
pop
I can't remember.
From the last 2 years.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
10 years.
That's not okay. We all know that the wagon's not okay, but my smoldering hate is that they can't fucking make their own OCs for this look good. They don't look like Sonic characters.
You just mean
the owl, right?
Yeah, and all the other owls that were there in the vision looked like they were the same owl. So fucking, that's not okay.
I mean, they're owls. I don't care.
The bird from the snowboarding game looked fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
I think that's a fair criticism, especially coming from an illustrator, that they have this rich history of art in this vein that's honestly deviates significantly at times, and it's like they ignored all of it.
And I don't know if that was something they're just all right, we did this in the previous movie where we showed this character, we gotta bring it back. And
yeah, but they can fix the way she looked, if they can fix Sonic, if they can recognize that shit's fucked up.
Yeah, but they did that before they actually released the movie,
I guess.
There is a bird in the games.
There's several birds in the games.
There's plenty, but there's one specifically, Storm the Albatross, that I'm looking at right now.
That the green one?
No, that's the the gray and white one.
Oh, the big buff one?
Yeah, the big buff one.
Yeah.
Make the owls look kind of like that. Although it would be weird to have the owls with gloved hands. But,
they
could
do it like Falco to where he just has fucking
finger feathers.
Finger feathers.
Yeah, sure.
But that's not, it's not okay. But the set design's amazing in this. They're getting away from stupid buildings and cities and stuff, and they're making it look like games, but in a good way. So,
yeah, agreed.
Overall, it's a really good game, and I'm really good movie. I want to see what they do in the next one. I hope they don't shit the bed, because three always shits the bed.
Yeah.
Or actually, sometimes two shits the bed. That's
I hope for the
like
next
Spider-Man.
One. I hope for the next one that it starts with James Marsden and his wife
dying.
And they're dropping Sonic and Tails and Knuckles off at college. And that's how it starts.
An extremely Sonic movie.
American Sonic.
It's Animal House.
Four out of five. I'm maybe 3.75, but I'm willing to round up for
sure.
Sonic.
Sure.
The mascara is weird, but I mean, the weird sexual energy there is weird, but we'll see what they do with that.
I think you're reading a little bit into it.
I don't think you're reading enough. Like, it's fucking right there on the page for you.
I mean, we'll
four
see
five,
what.
What's though, Brian?
We'll see what fan art comes out of this movie.
Four out of five finger lock toes. All right.
Okay.
So I had very low expectations going into this, like I said, and I was very glad to be thoroughly surprised. I thought this was going to be terrible, and it was really good. And I didn't really mind that it was a kids movie. I'm not like I definitely wouldn't have volunteered my money to see it.
Sure,
but
right. Sure.
If this was like the holidays, Thanksgiving or something, and like I've got little cousins around and they put a Sonic movie on, like I'm going to pay attention and instead of checking out and shoving M&Ms in my face and hiding on the back porch.
Right, right.
The best parts for me are obviously Knuckles and Jim Carrey.
I think this movie would
be trashed without them, and they carry brilliantly. The dialogue is wonderful. Idris Elba, the way that they edited his voice, mm-hmm. it is just, I mean, part of it's just that's how he always is, but he is especially rich when he's on the microphone in this, it's excellent.
Knuckles sounds velvety.
He does.
Just like me.
Yes.
The weak points for me include, like you guys said, all of the human characters. And no one else mentioned this, but I'm going to throw in there also the cop and the henchman from Mean Beans.
Yeah.
I don't think they needed to be there. I'm guessing they're holdovers from the last movie.
They are.
I think they were better than any of the other humans discounting Eggman.
Yeah, and I like Jim Carrey's henchman because I feel like if you're making him as much of a character as you are, as opposed to just like the antagonistic force that Robotnik is in a lot of the games, he needs to have like the straight man behind him
to
balance out his
goofy.
And I'm glad that they went with this guy. He's fine instead of like a James Gordon or something like that. You know what I mean? The annoying. He was the fat cat in Cats.
What a reference.
Carpool karaoke guy.
You're better for not knowing who he is, Brian.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
If I had to say one specific thing that I dislike the most, it would probably still be what's the daddy's name?
James Marsden.
What's
his character's name?
I don't care.
On the phone. Yeah, no, I don't either.
Sure, Donut Lord. Donut Lord is the worst part of this movie.
His name is Tom.
All right.
With that being said,
Tom the human.
Yes.
I had a surprisingly good time with this movie, and it's really good, especially for the kid genre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's not a masterpiece, so I'm going to, I guess we're rounding down here, and I'm going to say 3.5 Juggernaut mechs.
All right.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's better. Well, what is that percent-wise? Is that like 66? Did you just 66 me? Okay, good for you.
Yeah. Even though 2.5 is like 50%, I don't know why. Like, 5 is good, but 0 isn't a rating for me. That like 1 is my lowest rating, unless it's something like Mother.
Yeah.
God, whereas like I'm going off of my rating scale into something below.
More and more, I feel bad about what I say about that movie, but I don't feel like I was wrong.
You weren't wrong. You just said it very passionately and a little bit cruel.
Which the movie deserved, but the person requesting it did not necessarily.
Yes, we apologize, Elspeth. If you want to listen to Mother or even our previous Sonic the Hedgehog episode, you can find those and many more on our website, opinionatedpodcast.com. Additionally, we're on social media at OpinionCast on Twitter and OpinionatedPodcast on Facebook. Feel free to reach out to us at our email address, opinionatedmoviereviews@gmail.com. We always love hearing from you guys, whether it's your thoughts on our episodes or suggestions for what we should watch in the future. If you get a chance, please leave us a rating on iTunes and Spotify. Between that and you guys sharing us with your friends, it's the best way we have of getting out to new listeners. We always appreciate you guys listening, and until next time,
we're opinionated.
Thanks for listening.
And before you hit pause on that, I just want to make one thing very, very clear. I don't regret a damn thing I said about Jersey Boys, Lindsay.
Oh, gosh.